So the first obvious question really is another huge sense of achievement, I imagine, that you're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, I am. I mean, the last trip I did was unbelievably difficult, and it's really nice to that this all went to plan and it felt good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think the fact that the last trip was so hard and I struggled so much, I think that failure helped me, if I'm honest, and it helped this one go so well. So I'm glad, you know, that kind of did go the way it did. But yeah, it feels really nice, to be honest. I feel good. It's a really nice sense of achievement, and it's nice to be finished this year as well, before the new year.
I mean, you talked about the last trip being really, really hard. Was there a time that you thought, I'm not going to do another one? Or did you think, was it kind of a growing feeling, actually, yes, I want to take on this extra challenge?
100%. When I finished the last one, so I finished, end of January, for at least 5 months, I was like, there is no way I'll be going back this season. You know, I was not in a good state, like mentally, physically. Obviously, I had surgery in February. I just wasn't feeling good. And I thought, there's just no way. Like, I honestly, and it was not a lie at all. Like, I genuinely just didn't think I would. And then I started to feel better in the summer. And, you know, I was thinking about what maybe I could have done differently on the last trip. And then this little thought, as it does, comes into my mind. And I thought, you know, what if? And it's not like I'd only come back kind of this year. And that what if, and I started training again. I mean, I was doing rehab anyway to get my fitness back, and then it started to grow a little bit more. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that I could get the speed record. You know, I'm not someone who was born in this world, like into this world or on skis or the adventure or anything like that. But I thought, you know, I'll train, and if I can do it, great, and I'll do everything I can. And it all turned out well.
It turned out well, but what about the journey on the way? I mean, particular highs and lows, I imagine that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, lows, there were a few low days, but I think in those low days, I reminded myself that I've had worse. And I think that's where the journey before helped. So, you know, at the end, I did a day that was like, I don't know, like 16, 17 hours to get to the end. And the day before, that was a pretty long day as well. And then I reminded myself, well, you know, the last trip I was doing 25 hours at once. So you put everything in context, really. And on the low days, like, it generally, even like, let's say the whole day is terrible and you have that day, I just had to remind myself to put that day behind me now. And, you know, the day's over. There's no point kind of ruminating on it or focusing on it. Like, you've done it, so focus on the next day now. And then highs, you know, like the first half of the trip, I always find the second half is like the most difficult. Like, as you start climbing altitude, it gets a bit colder as well. Like, the first half was really pleasant. And of course, you know, getting like that final bit, getting into the pole is always a high when actually finishing. And then I think I was just like, I can't believe I actually did it. I can't believe I actually got the speed record. And I still don't know if I can believe it. So yeah.
And the last trek we kind of knew quite a lot about before, during and after, as it were. This one you've sprung on us as a surprise. Was there a particular reason for that? Was it kind of maybe less pressure on you just to kind of do it out of the public gaze?
You know, it really was a lot less pressure. And I'll be honest, the last 2 years has been really tough. Like, I have a full-time job. I do these trips on unpaid leave. Like, it's hard. It's hard to do it that way. And then, you know, during your full-time job, then having to, you know, in any spare time you've got, trying to train, trying to get funding, trying to do the meetings. So it was a lot. And I think just, yeah, mentally and physically, it helped me not putting it out there. And yeah, 100%, it's not as much pressure as...
And I suppose the inevitable final question is, you know, what next?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I can't imagine not doing anything else, but it might not, you know, be something that is perceived as bigger. You know, for me, no adventure is too small, really. And, you know, I like camping in the back garden with my niece, for example. That's an adventure. So I've just started my career break from the army. So I've got that period of unpaid leave, which means that I have a little bit of time now. So I'll recover and then we'll see, really. I can't imagine there not being anything. This for me is bigger than adventure. It's bigger than just me. This is so much broader. I grew up being told that I needed to fit into a certain box. I didn't even tell anyone in my family when I joined the army. It wasn't the norm for someone like me to do. I was told I wasn't smart enough to get into university. Like, one of my biggest achievements to date is still, you know, going to university and being one of the first people in my family to get a degree. It's so broad for me. Like, the fact that I'm able to come out here and do these trips, I think you can go and do anything. It's okay to fail. You know, I failed on my last expedition. It's hard. It was tough. But you can go and do it. Like, whatever it is, it could be, it doesn't have to be in the adventure world. It can be anything. But also, like, I do say to people, like, it is hard. And that's okay. Like, in those lows, that doesn't mean, you know, give up in that moment. Like, there are lows. Like, I have lows, like, leading up to literally every single trip I do. I have lows on the trips. I'm not motivated every day to get out of the tent because it is hard to do. And the things that inspire me are people pushing their boundaries. And that can be anything, you know. It could be the person doing the couch to 5K because it's bloody hard to get off that couch. Trying something new, like, whatever that is, it's just, it's not easy to step out of your comfort zone, but when you do, I think it's just amazing, like, the growth that's there. Like, I've grown so much over the last few years, and I've done things I genuinely didn't believe I was capable of doing. You know, I'm in so many spaces that I didn't think I even belonged in, that, you know, I'd be accepted in. And the fact that I can be here, you know, literally sitting in Antarctica talking to you now, I think shows that we can do anything. And that's regardless of, you know, where you're from, what you look like, what your start point is. Even if you know absolutely nothing about the subject and have to type in how do you get to Antarctica on Google like I did. BFBS, the Forces Station.